93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. If you want to break bad news to somebody, a family or a friend or a relative, we'll do it with you. We'll kind of all hold hands and do it together.
Yeah, we're kind of like the Kumbaya group.
Yeah. You know? Was that a group?
Yeah, that was a group. Was that?
The Kumbaya
camp.
Group?
I don't know.
Well, welcome to our group, Katie this morning. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Cute. Nervous.
All right. Well, you're on a segment called Breaking Bad News, so we know you're going to break bad news to somebody. Who are you going to be calling today?
I need to break some bad news to my mom.
Oh, really?
All right. Bad news to mom.
Not to mumsy.
Boy, mom, she was there when you were born and everything. All right.
I was there, too.
Yes, you were. All right. So what are you going to tell your mom? What's going on in your world here?
Well, good news is I'm getting married.
Nice.
Yeah, congratulations. Hey, if you need a DJ for your wedding, I'd do it.
He does it.
All right, so you're getting married, and so you don't think your mom, that's not the bad news you're breaking to your mom, is it?
No. Mom already knows that we're getting married. She's very happy about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's a family tradition where my mom and my grandma and her mother were all married in the same quaint little church, blah, blah, blah. We're not getting married there.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you doing an outside wedding or something?
We are doing an outside wedding.
Mm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So your entire family basically for generations has been going to a certain place, and your mom thinks you're going to that place, but you are not going to be going to that place.
I don't want a church wedding.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Yeah. I was married outside. I wasn't in a church.
Mm. All right. Well, and is it? I know your mom and her mom and everybody in the family have been married there, but is it a big deal? I mean, is this something that they say you have to do, or they're just assuming? Or I'm just trying to wonder, you know, what the attachment is, really.
What the attachment is I think that everyone in my mother's family,
yeah,
all of her sisters, her mom, everyone has been married in the same place.
Okay.
Got it.
And you just like to be different, or you and your husband or your fiance are just like, let's do something a little different.
Let's do something a little different. I would like my wedding pictures to look not like my mom's and my grandma's and every aunt and cousin.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just what we want. And it's not anything against, how do I do this so that it's not against their tradition,
right,
which is very sweet. It's just not us.
Yeah.
I think outside and barefoot is the perfect way to be married.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a different scenery. I just want to ask you, it doesn't have to do about the religion. It's just the atmosphere.
Just the atmosphere. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
It's not even a religion thing. Not at all.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. Katie, we're going to dial the phone. It's going to be you and your mom on there together. And then, like I said, if you need some help later on during the conversation, we'll break in when we think it should be necessary. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. All right,
Thank you.
Breaking bad news. Here we go.
Hello. Hi, Mom. Hi, Katie. How are you, honey?
I'm good. Are you busy?
No. What's wrong? What's up?
Well, I've been wanting to share something with you for a little while, and it's something that I have to share with you now. I just have to share this with you now.
Okay.
We're going to be married outside. We're not going to get married at the church.
Katie. Uh-oh. Katie, what is wrong with the church?
But Mom, listen to what our plans are. You know Troughton Park with a gorgeous big oak tree in the courtyard area? We want to get married barefoot under the tree with a Mad Hatter theme, so everyone can wear hats and dye their hair funky colors if they want. Like Mad Hatter.
That sounds very nice.
My Fair Lady. What do you think?
My Fair Lady. Katie, you just always have to be. What's wrong with tradition? I was married there. It's so beautiful. You grew up in that church. You always have to be different. Why do you always have to be different? Oh, Katie. What's wrong with the church? It's so beautiful.
The church is fine, Mom. It's fine. It's fine for you. It's fine for Grandma. We just really think outside wedding. It'll be fun. We just want it to be fun.
It's going
to
break your grandmother's heart.
Shouldn't a wedding just be fun?
What about, why can't you think about the church? I mean, there's so much history there, Katie. It's so rich. Well, I mean, there's trees everywhere. What's up with the tree? There's trees in the yard at the church.
But not the... Okay, picture, Mom, just close your eyes and picture My Fair Lady.
Oh.
Now add Mad Hatter.
What is this thing with My Fair Lady? Ever since you were a kid. My Fair Lady. We're not British.
Oh, my
we're
gosh.
Not, and what is this?
The hats and the fun and the and just
you
the wear
hats inside the church. Well, you want to have hats full of hats. It's great. Hats are a great idea.
They're awesome.
So let's do it at the church.
But...
This is going to... I'm going to have to deal with your grandmother, Katie. You're making me deal with your grandmother over this. You know that she's going to kill me. This is going to be my fault.
But you know it's not easy for Grandma to get around anymore. And if we do it outside in the park, then it can all be right there. We don't have to go to the hall for the reception. It can just be under the tree.
What if it rains? What about the weather? Then we have to
bring umbrellas.
We have to have a second idea. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Very true.
We're going to break in here. Hi, good morning. Is this Teresa?
Yeah, who is
this?
Hi. Hey, Teresa. This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now, a little radio station.
Isn't that awesome?
With
so
Katie.
Awesome.
We're doing a little thing called Breaking Bad News, and Katie didn't really want to break the bad news that she's going to break tradition by herself, so we were helping her out here. So it sounds like you don't want to tell your mom what Katie's doing because, you know, she's going to blame you. Is that kind of what we were getting there?
Yeah, that's part of it, for sure.
Makes sense.
All right. And it sounds like you guys were trying to come to some agreement, and you are right, I think, with you do an outside wedding, you got to plan for maybe a tent or something just in case.
We could do a tent.
Yeah. So, I mean, it looks like, I don't know, what do you think here, Teresa? Are you really just still against it, or is this something you could get used to the idea of maybe your daughter doing something a little bit different than all the family members?
Well, here's my question, Katie. Is it the religion? Is it that you don't why not the church?
No, it's not the religion, but
it's the trees, Mom.
Well, there's trees in the church, Mom said.
No, there's no trees in the church.
I just want some whimsy, and I don't know how I could bring whimsy into the church.
Oh, is that your dog? Is whimsy your dog?
No, I think she just wants, whimsical.
Oh, whimsical.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can't bring whimsy into the church.
But that's not a bad idea.
That's right, girl.
I think Scooch could be the ring bearer.
See?
Scooch.
Scooch.
Okay. Now we're getting crazy.
Sorry, Mom. My fault.
Yeah. I will figure out how to compromise.
Oh, see? Look at that. All you had to do is just, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Cute. If we can have the pastor... I think I can work around dealing with your grandmother, but no dog.
All you had to do is threaten the dog to be in the wedding, and your mom caved.
Scooch.
She caved right away.
Do you think he would do that? Because I didn't know the pastor would do it, so I did have Sonia, my yoga instructor. She's ordained online.
Oh, how nice. Online. Oh, my gosh.
Online there. No.
No.
You guys could do downward dog during that.
We will make him do it. All right. Those are family.
God loves all.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we're going to take the rest of this off. It looks like you guys can come to some agreement, and hopefully you'll have a fantastic wedding, Katie. And it sounds like it's going to be awesome.
Thank you.
cute.
All right, very good. Teresa, nice meeting you. You guys, yes. Hey, and just to get you guys started.
Yeah, oh, here we go.
Just to get you guys started on the right path, Katie, yeah. We're going to give you and your fiance $150 to spend however you want in a Visa gift card. Just go buy yourself. It'll be our little present to you.
Why don't you throw your DJ service in?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
My DJ service is a little bit more than $150.
All right.